Well, absolutely. The idea of a pure children's book simply addressing children is pretty much a myth. You can find one or two picture books that manage it, but generally speaking, something else is being done within the book. Different vo two voices are being addressed, as it were, two ears are being addressed. And at some point in the 19th century, authors realised that books could be deliberately used for this purpose. So you get somebody like Charles Kingsley in The Water Babies, which is a compendium of his prejudices and ideas, political ideas, social ideas, all poured in as into a sort of fantasy mix. And so he manages to play off all his internal special ideas, private ideas, into the children's book. And throughout the same period, authors, notably Lewis Carroll, realised that it was also good therapy to write children's books. And so ever since then, a fair proportion of children's books have been therapeutic for their authors, deliberately or not. So even, to pull up even Enid Blyton again, you find that in Enid Blyton's books, there are fathers who are feckless and mothers who are particularly warm. And other, and this is in some ways playing out her own problems with a child who she was deserted, the child, and these things run through the books. So the books do necessarily have ideological or personal things in them.